You found us.
Welcome to Emergency Protocol, a podcast for people who are stressy and depressy.
We are your hosts,
Denise
and Jackie Freed. That's my mama.
And that's my baby.
We are sharing our 12 steps reimagined for today's society.
And our bumpy, pothole-ridden spiritual paths.
And we're bringing you along for the ride.
This is us doing the actual work.
When the shit hits the fan, you know it's time for
Emergency Protocol. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to our new couch.
Welcome to our new couch. Here we are. Kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. So, Emergency protocoling.
Emergency protocoling.
It's been a week of emergency protocoling.
Yes.
You want to go first? You want me to?
Go first.
I don't care.
You go first.
So, this week started off last Sunday with me kind of co-chairing with a few of my coworkers an event, like a three-day event at a hotel in Southern California that went off really well, but it was super stressful for me just because I felt so much pressure to pull it off, right?
Yeah.
And we did pull it off, and I knew we were prepared, and I knew we had everything in order, but just the weight of having a big event where people are flying in and spending money, and our CEO was there and our president was there, and you know, just a lot of eyes on the event.
Yeah.
Was stressful, but it went off really well. But also in the midst of all of that, my stomach's been not feeling well, so it's like, okay, like I'm just gonna,
like, you're going and then barfing.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom. And so, like, all night Sunday night my stomach was so sick, and I was up all night, and then it was just like, okay, we're gonna take a couple of Imodiums first thing in the morning and hope that it works so I don't shit myself on the stage.
Nice.
Literally. So, like, that was super fun. The extra added pressure
of not shitting yourself. Woof. Not going to lie, I'm not a stranger to that feeling.
So, yeah. So it's been a fun week. But then I was home, like, you know, I came back, like, just wiped out on Tuesday.
Yeah, you've been down.
And then I was still home sick with this thing. So I don't know what's going on. But, you know, we'll see a doctor on Tuesday. We'll figure out what's going on. But it's just like, okay. yeah, it's just been a week. And so.
So other than the Imodium, what other practices are you practicing in that kind of moment?
Well, I think part of the pressure of everything was, like, you know, where do I find my peace and center?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, part of it was, like, you know, one of the things that we had organized down there was a hike and a sound bath. And I thought, oh, that'll be really cool to start with first thing in the morning. But I was just like, I can't go for a hike in this condition, much less a sound bath. And so I kind of lost that meditative space. And I had a lot of frenetic energy. And it was just like, you know, when you're about to launch something, right, it's like, okay, name badges and tote bags and seating arrangements and reserve tables and what's the inflow and the outflow of food and people coming in and out the doors and wristbands. And, you know, we were told people were going to come down and try and come without a ticket. And so we had to keep, you know, it was just like drama. All kinds of stuff and lots of people. And I didn't really feel like calm until, like, I finally sat down at the table I was sitting at, and then I was just like, okay, here we are. And it's going, and it's going well, and it's, you know, and it did go well. But, you know, I'm such a control freak. I'm also
bing, 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 bing. I just had a fucking pachinko parlor go off in my brain, like, finally.
Wait, you think I don't know I'm a control freak?
No, I just, it's nice to hear you say it. I wish that you would,
I'm a control freak. Mm. And also part of my thing around when I have that nervous energy is if I'm being of service, it's easier for me to just control it and just.
It's also controlling being of service. It's giving yourself something to exercise control over.
Well, it's also for me, it's a way to direct that nervous energy. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm like, you know, running around and kind of, it was easier for me to just stand at the table and hand out people their wristbands and their name tags just to kind of like do something that was simple and focused and manageable.
Gave you a container too, and so that you couldn't be bombarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they were coming to you with a specific context of I'm checking in, I need my bracelet.
Yeah.
And so you didn't have to like schmooze or just like be. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, and also the other thing was like a coffee and mimosa mingle thing that was going on at the same time. And I was like, my stomach was so gnarly that I didn't feel like drinking any coffee or definitely wasn't having any mimosas. So, I couldn't trust the pastries. I was just like, you know, I'm off of like, I had a little bit of coffee so I wouldn't get a pounding headache.
Yeah.
And then I was just like on no food all the day, except for I did sneak a piece of focaccia, but then it was like too oily and I was like, oh, this is not going to be it. So I don't know if I really, you know, like, it was just a day, right? Mm-hmm. It was what it was. So, so that's the week I'm coming off of. Mm-hmm. And before that, the week prior to that was just leading up to it. Like, are all the bows tied? Are all the loose ends wrapped up? Do we have everything ready with the hotel that needs to be done? Is the audio visual people, are we all on the same page? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a lot of detail.
It was a lot of detail. And thankfully, my gal Emma was on top of all the details. Because I was not the person who executed all of the details. Mm. Emma was... amazing at doing what needed to be done. And so that was great, but you know, well, I'm coming out of that.
You basically threw a wedding, a corporate wedding.
I threw a corporate wedding.
Which is a lot.
For 3 days. Yeah. I did a destination wedding.
I will say they put her in a fucking baller room.
I did.
She had some comfortable accommodations.
I did. And actually on the last day, once it was like kind of over and we were just going to see properties, I had to get out of there and start doing that. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take like 15 minutes and I'm going to sit on this patio and I'm going to look at the ocean and listen to the birds and just like zone out, stare at Catalina. And I did that and it was just like, okay, I got to like enjoy it for a minute and take the space. And I was like, okay, I need to come back here when it's warm. Also, it was fucking freezing. So I was like on top of everything, like we're just, it's cold. Oh, and rain.
And it rained.
And it rained that day. So like we had all these outdoor events happening and it's like, okay, you know. Yeah. The rain actually worked in our favor because at a certain point, you know, it was a very content heavy day. At a certain point, there was a break and my panel was right after the break when I was like, we are not getting all these people back in here. Like the room dispersed and it's like, you know, they're off ordering drinks and snacks and whatever. And I was like, okay, this is where we're going to lose everybody. But then the rain drove them back in the room. So the room filled way back up and it was fine. But it was like, oh, actually the rain worked out in our favor.
There you go.
Because it made everybody come back.
Come back. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there was no place to go. Otherwise you could have wandered around the grounds. And you could have gotten to the pool or you could have done whatever. Any one of things. Yeah. And none of that happened. So.
Yeah.
So that was my week.
Okay. So... I was also down bad this week emotionally. I applied for a job. Sorry, Joseph and Lauren. that I didn't realize how badly I wanted that job until I got the rejection. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bad. I was like, lost all hope. Like, the future is bleak. I don't see how I can get any better. I don't see how I'm going to like... increase my earning potential again, unless I go back to real estate, because there's not really that kind of room or growth in my current position, at least not that I'm aware of. And it provided a very, very different alternate reality to what I'm currently living, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in this space right now where I feel like my life has gotten very small. And the more I travel, the less I like LA, like the more I see the flaws. Mm-hmm. And not so much in the people, because the people are what's keeping me here. But it's more like the infrastructure and the institutions and also like the trust fund babies, mm-hmm. which like putting it into full perspective, I'm like a mini micro trust fund baby mm-hmm. to a certain extent, because mm-hmm. I get a lot of support from you guys, mm-hmm. from the family, from Grandma and Grandpa Sat. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I'm just like, I was really upset. Like really, really upset. And luckily I had therapy. That was great. She was like, you know, like maybe now is just a time to kind of like, you know, not get lost in it, but just like welcome in that kind of depression and like nurture it and just focus on like primal needs, right? Like, have I had enough water? Mm-hmm. Have I had something to eat? Have I gotten enough sleep? And like, bonus points if you're showering, mm-hmm. which I have been. I've been really like taking care of myself. I even made it to run club, like in a lot of ways. I just had to keep moving and mm-hmm. keep going.
You mean like bootstrapping?
Kind of, but more as like a distraction, not as like, okay, I'm going to attack the day, right? Yeah. It's more yeah. just like, if I stop moving, I'm going to want to kill myself.
Oh.
And so I can't stop moving.
Right.
Right? So that's kind of where I've been this week. And then I got a surprise visit from one of my like college best friends mm-hmm. who's in town this weekend. And I never really go out after work. I've been working like 6 day weeks a mm-hmm. lot lately. And they were going out to karaoke, which is also something I don't do. Mm-hmm. But I went to karaoke and I karaoke'd in front of a room full of strangers for the first time at 30 years old.
And had fun.
It was fine. I regret my song choice, but I didn't know. I mean, it was a great song. I had a really cool sweater on last night. It was the Mad Happy Dodgers collaboration sweater.
That's true.
And I did Undone, the sweater song by Weezer. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. The karaoke version was different than the regular version. So that was interesting. There were a lot of musical interludes that I wasn't expecting. So I just kind of had to stand there a little bit. You would have loved this.
I would have paid.
You would have loved it. There was a little bit. There were like 9 bars of going, ooh. And so I brought the mic out to some of the audience members so that they could ooh with me. It wasn't my best performance. But also there were pages missing from the song booklet, because afterwards when I put my second request in, the DJ did confirm that they have Blink-182. So I Miss You would have been my first choice. Yeah.
I don't even know the names of songs, so I don't think I could
do
karaoke.
You want me to
karaoke.
Sing it for you?
No, thank you.
It's the one that's making the meme rounds of like all the emo kids going, don't waste your time. I mean... That's that one. So anyway. And then we went out to another bar. I went to 2 bars in one night, which I don't normally do.
That's what happens when you get together with your college roomies.
Yeah, but also like with a group, right? Yeah. Like I don't really have a group here.
Yeah.
I have lots of individual friendships. And so it was just like a nice way to mix things up.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I've just been like really... down in the dumps. Yeah.
Out.
And also like I got that news when you were out of town too. And like, I just wanted my mom. I just wanted my mommy. Right. And you were gone. You were not feeling good and dealing with your thing. So I was like, all right, like I'll give her the news and then we'll debrief. But then
right.
this week we've also just been kind of like ships in the night. So
right.
yeah.
Yeah. So
and I'm like, fuck,
like
I know the universal mother's taking care of me. I know there's a better thing that's going to happen down the road and mm-hmm. that this wasn't the right choice for me. But in the moment right now, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Does. It does.
So.
Yeah. That's why I used to get mad at Claire when she'd say, God is slow, but never late. And I'd be mm-hmm. like, fuck you, Claire. Like,
God needs to work on LA
time. Don't you
know
that I'm part like. Denise in part Farouk Assault. Like, I want it
you
now,
the golden
Daddy.
Now.
I don't want delayed
gratification. Anything. It's gotten worse. I don't want anything
delayed.
Yeah.
And so, and
I'm also trying to stay off social media too. Like, it's a really heavy week.
What's so interesting that your sister like deleted her Instagram and TikTok accounts, because she's like, you know, I just feel better when I'm not doing it. And she's like crocheting and doing other stuff now with her free time. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of last year when we were on our trip, my Facebook got hacked. My Facebook got hacked and I basically got removed from Facebook by somebody in Vietnam. Like, they took my account, changed my phone number, changed my email. I couldn't get it back. Facebook ignored me. And so I haven't gone back. And it's like, on one hand, I've lost touch with some of the people on the periphery of my world, and that's kind of sad, but it's also not people that I connect with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that I'm friends with and see, and I haven't really missed it. Like, I don't, I mean, I go on Instagram, but I don't really miss Facebook, and that's where most of my people and engagement were, because I'm old. So all my people are there.
They're kind of on Instagram now, but they don't really post. I feel like they just lurk on their kids' profiles. Well,
I was reading something that something like TikTok users, only like 5% do all of the content that's there. Most people don't even have a profile. Like, they're not even on the platform.
Wow.
So.
Interesting.
You know, that's a whatever conversation for another day. But
yeah, it is nice. I mean, it's cool that Livy's off social media. I think it's hard when we're doing a project like this, or even in real estate, when you feel like you need to be on social media in order to keep your business alive.
When have you been on social media for real estate?
Exactly. I fucking hated it. The last time we posted was like when I went to, I think, Austin or Nashville for the retreat, right?
I post because of my role.
Yeah. I post to my stories, but I don't post to my feed, right?
Right.
So a lot of realtors and a lot of businesses in general, I think, people both look for them on social media and they feel they have to be on social media.
Yeah.
And that adds like a whole other layer to owning a business and existing online.
Right.
And also like this project, right? Like, in order for this to grow and to reach more people and help more people, we're going to have to like put in more sweat equity there. And I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
I'm dreading it. Please, please share with your friends so I don't have to post on social media.
So that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
On the back end, you and I have been writing.
Yeah, we have.
We
have like a draft of a workbook.
Yep.
Which feels good.
Does feel good.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just moving and shaking, inching our way. I think we're going to also aim for a in-person group in April.
Yep.
And I feel like that will also shift things. Being in real life with real people is so good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And also my therapist is pregnant and she's going to be taking a little bit of a break.
So you need some extra reinforcements.
I mean, kind of. It's, you know, we do a lot of important work in therapy, but also I think my favorite part is that she's just there to like hold space and she does that really well.
Right.
Right. And so I don't think our group is meant to be a replacement or an alternative to therapy, kind of like a supplement to that. But I was telling some friends yesterday, like, there aren't places aside from AA where you can just show up and be welcomed and have a place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Otherwise, you have to pay money to be there, or you have to, I don't know.
I think there are some places. I mean, you know, it depends on what it is that you're, you know, in terms of the room where you can come in and talk and be who you are. Yeah, there are places where you can go and feel like a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. I think, like, if you're doing charitable work, or if you, you know,
or if you are religious, or
religious,
you're on like a rec sports league, right? Somebody brought up yesterday, like, what about like community centers. And I was like, mm-hmm. when's the last time you went to a community center to do something other than vote?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like maybe the library. The library has evolved into this really interesting like amalgamation of like information and entertainment and also like public resources and yeah. neutral spaces. I think in LA it feels like some of the chairs just smell like stale urine, yeah. which is disgusting.
Because it's where homeless people can go. It's where people can get out of the rain
yeah.
during the day. Yeah.
During the 5 days that we have rain. Well, and selfishly, I'm like, it makes it a less friendly space for me because I don't right. want to sit there.
Right.
Which is me being a brat.
But I don't think you've ever sat in a library. Except I've tried. When you were a little
kid. I went back a couple times, like in college and stuff, or yeah. even post college, because I missed the college library atmosphere.
Yeah. yeah.
And I went to the big Santa Monica library branch, and I was just like,
No, that's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it will be interesting. I mean, when we set off on this journey, I was like, I don't want to start a new 12-step program.
Yeah.
But I think we're ending up starting a new 12-step program for people who don't have it, for people who don't identify with
an ism,
with alcoholism, drug addiction, mm-hmm. Al-Anon.
Yeah.
Adult children of alcoholics, overeating.
We're building a place for me to go.
Right.
I don't have a place to go.
Right.
And I want a place to go.
And I think there's more people like you who need a place to go.
Yeah.
And
even if you are an ism person, you can come.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also part of it is like the having such a broad variety of people show up also adds more depth to that kind of space.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to that. Also, we're going to most likely be offline for a good portion of March.
Unless
and
I can
April.
Convince her to do a travel vlog with me.
That might
emergency
happen.
Protocol in the wild.
In the wild. So part of the thing with that's a beautiful thing with my company is after 5 years, they require you to mm-hmm. take a 1 month sabbatical.
Yeah.
And you have to take it within the year of the anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so my anniversary month is in June yeah. and I'm coming up to the 1 year after. So I'm like actually in my sixth year. Mm. And we're going on a 2-week trip with you and your sister yeah. to Japan. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to spend a week reacclimating and chilling. And then I'll be home after that. And I feel like I'll be able to kind of, it's just like resetting the nervous system, I think. Yeah. And because I have been going strong for a long time and I feel it at this point.
Yeah.
Like I feel the energy has waned.
Yeah.
So it's good to reset that. I'm feeling very good about that. You know, and in that, it's interesting because in planning that, which, you know, for a person who doesn't like to control things, the whole thing is out of my control. And it's like, I know nothing about the train systems. I know nothing about the language. I know nothing about nothing. And I really don't have an agenda, like to be honest, like I don't really have anything I need to see or go to. I know I'll see what I need to see just in what you guys want to see. And so it's kind of like letting go of the outcome completely or timing or whatever is both disconcerting and also giving me a sense of adventure, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no place to be and there's no place to go and we don't have to check in anywhere other than hotels at a certain day. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like we don't have any train tickets bought. We don't have any.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was kind of making a spreadsheet out of it yesterday though, just only because I need to wrap my head around, like, I don't know, like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Where, you know, where do we need to be? What reservations did we have? Cause we have made some reservations for some different things on different days at different times and just trying to make a space where we could see all of it in black and white is helpful to my brain.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing. It's been I mean, I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Also, I lost my thing, which is this little tablet, which has all like of your this nucleus. Work in it.
Yeah.
And it's like very disconcerting to me that I'm like.
Did you have a digital version of it?
Yeah. I mean, it's all uploaded and whatever. But, it's not disappeared, but it's also like, where is that thing? And it has all my stuff in it. And then I don't think that anybody can hack into it, but it's still like my thing. And so it's.
Feels vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, not only vulnerable, but it's like it's the thing I use to write with.
Yeah.
It's called a Remarkable, and you can write on it, and there's it's not like an iPad where things would pop up and there's other distractions on there. It's just a kind of like a Kindle, but for writing, right? And without the ads.
Yeah. Do Kindles have ads now?
I think they do if you buy the ones that you have to pay extra for no ads. Anyway.
So
I'm a little like, where did I leave that thing? Like, where could it be? Anyway, it's been emergency protocol time.
Yeah, it has. All the time.
Feeling a little out of sorts. Physically. Also, when I'm physically down, it's just like been watching a lot of television. Which I don't usually do. Usually
healthy coping mechanisms.
Okay. Just
better than Coke.
Yes. Better
than
Coke.
So we'll take it.
It's so funny.
We gotta wrap it up.
Okay. Can I just share one story? So I have a sober friend
nervous.
He's got allergies, as do I. And so I carry these Claritin ready tabs in my purse. And he came to me and he's like, my allergies are making me insane. I was like, well, have you tried these ready tabs? He's like, no. And I was like, well, if you want to try one, he's like, well, I've already had, whatever he had, Allegra or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so you're not going to take this extra thing? And he's like, I know, it's crazy. I used to smoke crack. And now I'm worried about double dosing my allergy medicine. And I was like, and that just goes like the pendulum when it swings to sobriety, it swings so hard.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, I can't do that. I've already had my one per 24 hour Allegra today.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
So I guess at the end of it is I know from the bottom of my soul that I'm being taken care of.
Yeah.
And you're still exercising that muscle. But did you feel even in the depths of your despair this week that you were still like cradled by something and being looked after?
Not for the first couple days, the first like 2 or 3 days, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was just like, no. And then I went to run club Wednesday night. And then by Thursday morning, I was like, all right, like I know something better's coming. There's a reason that I didn't get the job, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Can I just see it connect the dot?
With the run club?
Yeah. It was like an action that got you out of the thing.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like when I would say, like even when I was feeling the worst thing and I could just like grind it out and like put on my basically pajamas and go to a meeting.
Yeah.
That in and of itself was sometimes enough to get me out of that headspace.
Right.
It's crazy. But sometimes works. Sometimes doesn't.
Yeah.
Then sometimes, then I have to add to it and like be of service to people. Usually the service is like the final straw. It's like not the final straw, but it's like, okay, I know if I go help somebody, I'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think the other thing too is on Wednesday, I had a customer come into the shop who had been in on Monday, like that evening, like right after I had gotten the information, the feedback. And he was like, you know, I was thinking about you today. I think because I was coming in, I just wanted to say, like, you are a really nice and kind and sweet person.
Aww.
And it felt so nice to have that, like, little bit of validation. Aww. Right? So
you are a nice and kind and sweet person. You.
Yeah. I have more to say about, like, the mental health journey around the job rejection too, yeah. But we'll get into that more next time.
Okay. Yeah. You want to touch on it a little bit?
No,
now?
It's too much. Okay. And I'm really stressing about the video recording getting cut off because it keeps happening over and over again and you're not listening
to
me.
22 minutes. We've got
to
stop
now. I think it's
now.
Probably already shut off. It's still recording.
But we have but to we're say
close.
Goodbye.
We have to we're say goodbye. Going. All right now.
Drink your water. You're a fucking miracle.
Yes.
And we're going to have some new equipment in April.
Fucking hope so.
We'll see you. We'll see you one time before then. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We want to hear from you.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at 12 Steps for Everyone. That's at the number 12 Steps for Everyone.
Please like and follow us. You can also send us topics you want us to dig into or follow-up questions from each episode.
And if you know someone who would enjoy or benefit from our conversations, please feel free to share this with them. All are welcome here.